England or America? What? Depends what we're doing. What are we up to? What, sorry?
I'm here with my disabled sister.
You're here with your disabled sister? Okay. Couple of things. It was initially England versus America, and now you've gone, I'm here with my disabled sister. I'm wondering, what's the next in this fucking sequence of madness? What, sorry?
I don't think she's the disabled one.
It's a good shout. There's probably some carer over there going, I'm not your sister. What the fuck are you talking about? What's the disability? What have you got? Go on, what, sorry? I'm an equal opportunities offender. Maybe I'll have some jokes about it. Let's fucking hear it. What have you got, love?
Gonorrhea.
I've just met your sister and there does seem to be an issue. Go on, what's going on, fella?
She's got a spinal injury.
She's got a spinal injury. That definitely fucking counts. Okay. And what's the matter with you? What'd you do, mate?
Knocked the back out of her.
You think he knocks the back out of her? You heard his sister's got a spinal injury, and your immediate thought was, he's probably fucked her too hard. Why would your mind go to a brutal level of incest, you fucking monster? I suppose we better check. Was that it? What, sorry? Am I what?
Do you bleach your ring piece?
Do I bleach my ring piece? Oh, that'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Yeah. And poor Raoul would be out of a job, would he? Go on. Are you all right? What's the matter, love? Why are you so good looking? You should be on Love Island. It's a very nice thing to say, madam. All I can say for sure is you are currently ovulating. What, sorry?
When's next Botox appointment?
When's my next Botox appointment? Well, the joke's on you, because I had it fucking this week. I would look surprised you asked if I was fucking capable.
Your best Holocaust joke.
What, sorry?
Your best Holocaust joke.
My best Holocaust joke? I mean, it's not really for me to say, but I'd say the safety in numbers, tell that to 6 million Jews, is a flawless fucking joke. What? The fuck is going on up there? Huh? Okay, hang on. I'm on it. No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you. Guys, I've sort of said once, you need to pipe down a little bit. I'm pretty sure. No, it isn't. I can. You're mistaking me for your fucking case officer. I'm many things, madam, but I'm not a dummy. You're talking too much with your guy. That's absolutely fine. You're having a lovely evening, but you need to. I've got you at a 10, I need you at about a 6. Just you're on receive, not send. Just don't say anything the rest of the night and you're absolutely fucking golden. We haven't got a problem. If you would like to argue the point or give it some of that, we'll just fuck you out. Never mind Peter Kay, he probably felt bad about it. I'd fucking love it. Okay, go on, what are you saying?
You're
one of the best, kick her out. Get her fucking out of here. Security. I want her beaten to a pulp. That's incredibly sweet of you, thank you. Go on. Okay, go, no, wait a second. Whoa. Guys, I'm serious. No, sit down. I think it might kick off. Hang on a sec. fellas, guys on the right, could you just please, could you go that way? Yeah, I'm going to deal with this now, but if you can go that way, just let's de-escalate. If we can de-escalate, that'd be great. Otherwise, the staff here have to write a fucking report and call the police. Okay? Guy in the black, I don't mind buying you a beer, but you need to fuck off right now. I'll buy you a beer, but you need to go right fucking now. Everything about that was a little bit cocaine, my friend. You need to not be here. You need to not be here. Huh? What, either security are going to come and do this, or you could go now and we'll do it very nicely. I don't mind. You can even, I'll throw this in, you can come back and see me another time, but you've been a little bit too talky through the evening and you've upset other people. Bup. I'm not that guy. I don't give a fuck about that. Okay, security, we need on that straight away and out. Do your thing. I'd appreciate it if you would. That's very good of you. No, shush. He's going, and that is good of him, right? He's had a bit too much to drink or whatever else he's had. That's okay.
Keep her around.
If you go now before they come, then you look like the good guy, man. Come back another time when you've had less to drink. You'd be more than welcome. Okay, but these guys are going to escort you out. Good luck. Come back another time. I appreciate you coming to see me. I do. Come back another time. Okay, take care, man. Be lucky. No, don't. Let's not be. Look, we've avoided any violence. They're gone. It's another 5 minutes on the gig. It's cost us nothing. Okay, go ahead. If you're interested, Birmingham, this is why you can't have nice things. I appreciate you guys not getting involved there. Thank you. You know, it's not nice if it all kicks off. It's fun, though, isn't it? It's a very fun gig. I recorded a couple of kind of DVDs back in the day here. It's such a fucking special room, isn't it? Because normally it's like this symphony orchestra is playing here. And I don't know about you, but I couldn't give a fuck about symphony orchestras. But I love the room. It's so fucking... Because there's no overhang. It's really kind of... It's beautiful. Yeah, anyway. I very much enjoy this. Thanks. My future son-in-law, Ross, is staying the night at ours tonight. He has forgotten his pajamas, and not for the first time. Our daughter says it's because he liked wearing hers. Should we be worried? Where's the future son-in-law? Where are you?
Hello.
Hi. Have you forgot your gym jams? Oh, sorry? You have? It wasn't on purpose. And how do you mind me asking? How big is your girlfriend's house? Is it a big house or small house? What, sorry? No, just a normal size house. So they're gonna hear you fucking it, right? They're gonna. Even if she doesn't make any noise, it's gonna sound. They're gonna go, hang on. Is someone pulling a welly out of mud? Wait, why have they put the welly back into the mud? Hang on, they're pulling it out again. What the fuck is going on? I don't. Hi, the parents. Hi. Why don't you get your own back and fuck each other, but louder? Huh? What the fuck is going on in that house? Forgot his gym jams. Oh, bless. Jimmy, it's Nikki and Helen. We are on the second row, back on your right. At the end of the row, do you fancy a threesome? Nikki, where's Nikki and Helen? Are you Nikki and Helen? You'd be crazy not to have a look, right? I mean, it could be the chance of a lifetime. These might be two very attractive women. Oh, no. All joking apart, I imagine, because you two look fucking filthy. Absolute slags. So, she just went, yeah. You fucking legends, I very much appreciate it. Fun.
Hello, my name's Jimmy Carr, and I've got a brand new tour called Laughs Funny. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's two shows every night, one at 7, one at 9:30. Not to put too fine a point on it, I had a bit of a run-in with the tax man. So it's one for me, one for them. Come to the second show, there'll be more heckling.